All right, folks, it's time for WTZQ's Local Business Spotlight, the program where we shine a light on so many of our area local businesses that make Hendersonville, Henderson County, and Western North Carolina such a wonderful and unique place to live. Today, we are speaking with Joe Dinan with Blue Ridge Beer Garden. Now, Joe, you Blue Ridge Beer Garden, but you wear a few hats when it comes to breweries around here, right?
Sure do. Thanks for having me on this morning.
We are glad to have you here. Let's talk very quickly, if you don't mind, about Ocklawaha.
Sure. Yeah.
You've got something really special going on this coming Sunday.
Yes. Absolutely.
Listeners know our good friend Steve D, who we were so fortunate enough to have our paths cross, and he was here at the radio station for, I guess, a little over a year. But local musician, he hosted your open mic nights for years. At Ocklawaha.
8 years, maybe.
So tell us what's happening this coming Sunday.
So he hosted the open mic Monday nights. He was a huge part of our community, our music community in particular. Just an all-around amazing guy. Was here for years. And so we have decided to dedicate our stage to him. And so in his honor, we're going to have another open mic all the folks who used to come out and love working with him and knew him well, come out. And we're going to have a stage dedication. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be an awesome day and a lot of laughs, maybe a few tears.
Of course.
But that's okay. That's part of it.
They're good tears.
Exactly right.
So thank you so much for that. What's the timeline on all of that?
I believe that's 3:00.
Okay.
Josh Duncan will be running it per his partner.
Yeah.
And so Josh will be there and all the guys he's in the band with.
Yep, the dudes.
All the dudes.
Our own Izzy's going to be there. She'll be playing also.
Awesome. So I believe it's 3 to 6.
Okay. Fantastic. Yep. At Ocklawaha.
Get there early because the spots will fill up pretty quick.
Of course they will. Well, again, thanks for doing that.
Of course.
Now let's put on the other hat, the Blue Ridge Beer Garden.
Of course.
What an amazing thing you guys have done with that corner and that old gas station. You've really turned it into a city hub.
Thank you. It was a bit of an eyesore for a few years there. More than a few.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we're so glad to see what you guys have done with it.
Thank you.
And especially on days like today, you drive by there, the place is packed.
We have a lot of fun. It's a great spot.
Well, and you're creating a lot of fun. So you got something coming up. Blue Ridge Beer Festival.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Is that the first real beer festival here for Hendersonville?
You know, I think it is.
I think it is, too.
Yeah, I believe it is.
We've had some small things, but not like this.
And Rhythm and Brews, of course, is kind of like a mini.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but this is a true beer festival where you got breweries from all over Western North Carolina coming and sharing what they do. So tell us about that.
Yeah, we've got 20 breweries from all over Western Carolina. The lineup is unbelievable. We are just so excited to bring in the quality of beer in a town from all over the area. We've got, of course, Wicked Weed, some of our favorites.
Yeah.
Then we've got Dissolver, Burial, Highland, Ocklawaha, of course. Just to name a few. I mean, the list goes on and on. We've got 20 there. So we're really excited. Guide On, who we love. Those guys over there, Mike and Connie, are great.
So for folks who have never experienced a beer festival, explain what happens.
Yes.
How does this work?
Sure. Great question. So you pay a flat fee. You can find tickets online, or you can get them in person at the beer garden. You can save a few bucks. And you come in, and you get a really custom glass, which is really cool.
Yep.
And then you can go around from tent to tent, visiting with each one of these breweries. They've got some rare stuff. They've got some stuff you may have seen before. But we're definitely asking them to bring some really cool, rare beers.
Yeah.
And you can taste whatever you want.
Right. It's a taster glass,
and it's unlimited.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some bang for your buck there.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a fun day, and then we'll have great music.
Yeah, that comes along with the ticket price. Also.
Of course. Yep.
So who's playing?
We've got Funkle Sam coming in, who's a Grateful Dead cover band. Those guys are incredible.
Wow.
And starting off the day, we've got the Apple County. It's a Blue Ridge. It's a bluegrass band. I don't have it here in front of me, but Apple County guys.
Oh, yeah.
They're awesome.
All right. Good.
They crush.
Fantastic. So when's the festival?
It is Saturday, May 3rd.
Gotcha.
30th. Excuse me.
30th. The last Saturday in May.
2 weeks from this set. 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Wow.
Yep. And it kicks off at 1 p.m. for VIP, 2 p.m. for general admission.
Okay. Fantastic.
Yep.
Blue Ridge Beer Garden, Blue Ridge Beer Festival. What's the inspiration for this, Joe?
You know, it's something we've talked about since we opened the beer garden. We've really wanted to do a fun festival like this.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of planning, and so it was just a matter of time. And really, once we were able to get these incredible breweries on board, that's what really had the thing take legs. And so everything else is just putting all the pieces together.
I've been to beer festivals elsewhere, and I've always wondered, I've always thought, Hendersonville needs a beer, because we got so many great breweries here.
Yeah.
It is time.
Absolutely.
But this is not just about celebrating Hendersonville breweries. This is about celebrating Western North Carolina breweries.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And the community here, it's so much of it's about community.
Yeah.
And so that's really a big part of it. And so,
have a number of breweries represented. We'll have live music, food.
Oh, yeah, multiple food trucks. Post 25 is coming down from Arden, and then we've got a few more. Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
That's going to be a lot of action on that little corner.
It sure is. We'll be taking over the parking lot, too, because it's going to be a big one.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, it is going to be a big one. So, again, it's coming up on Saturday, May the 30th. The best way to get your tickets is to get them at the Blue Ridge Beer Garden.
Yeah, you know, you save a few bucks. Absolutely. You can come right in, or you can get them online. There's a ticket link online on all our social, on Facebook, if you're looking for a list of the...
So we just type in Blue Ridge Beer Garden and we'll find it.
Exactly right, on Facebook or Instagram. Absolutely, all of that stuff is up there.
All right, mm-hmm. Fantastic. What else is coming up? Anything else you need to... While we got you here.
Sure.
While we got you here.
Over there... I'm not sure. This is definitely the biggest thing.
Sure.
You know, I'm sure we've got a silent disco or two going on. That's our other big thing that we do over there.
Well, we have learned over the years one of the best ways to know what's going on at Blue Ridge Beer Garden is just keeping up with your Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Because that'll tell you trivia nights, all that sort of thing.
Exactly right. Yeah, we do trivia every week, and there's live music on the weekends. There's always something happening over
there. Always. By the way, our very own Tom Brown will be playing there tonight.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, Tom Brown. He's looking forward to playing there tonight. So once folks, it's the Blue Ridge Beer Festival coming up at Blue Ridge Beer Garden. It's Saturday, May the 30th. You can get your tickets in person at the Blue Ridge Beer Garden, or you can just type in and find their website and get it there. How many breweries did you say?
We've got 20 breweries.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Yep. It's going to be
amazing.
Full.
And it's still just a taste of the number of breweries that are around Western North Carolina.
Oh, exactly right. I mean, there's 100, you know.
Yeah.
And they're all going to be there in person.
Okay.
Which is great.
One more reminder, you're listening to the Local Business Spotlight, sponsored by Michael Thompson of the Van Winkle Law Firm. Van Winkle, we make law work for you. Joe Dinan with Blue Ridge Beer Garden, but also with Ocklawaha. It seems like every year or so, we see press from you guys about winning awards for your beer.
Sure, yeah.
Any recent awards to talk about?
We just mentioned the Hickory Hops Beer Festival. We just took home 8 of our 10 entries medaled. So that was a big one, yeah.
Wow.
At the Carolina Championship of Beer, and we've got the U.S. Open coming up. So we submit this week for that. So we find out in June or July. I think it's July.
So how does that work? How do you submit a beer for something like that?
Sure. It's kind of a game that you play, because what you call a beer and what it's marketed as may not fit exactly into a category.
Right.
So you've got to find the right category, the right fit for that beer. So even if it's the best beer, it's got to really fit in that particular category.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got to, you know, find the best competition for it. You ship it off. It takes a few months.
Sure.
And there are varying levels of cost and competition. It's kind of a complex thing that takes some planning, because it's a game. It's kind of a game of chess.
Sure.
And then you just hope that the judges like it that day.
Of course.
There's a lot of that going on, too.
Of course. Wow. Interesting. Well, congratulations on all the awards.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And very well deserved, by the way.
Our brewer's act's amazing.
Yeah. Once again, Blue Ridge Beer Garden, Blue Ridge Beer Festival coming up Saturday, May the 30th. You can get your tickets in person at Blue Ridge Beer Garden, or go to their website. Just check out all their stuff on social. You'll be able to find it and see where you can get your tickets. All righty. I guess we'll call that the first, hopefully, annual beer festival for Hendersonville.
We're angling for an annual thing here. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Very cool. Well, you'll be hearing much more about it here on the Q. Joe,
once again,
thanks for the time. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you again for what you're doing on Sunday.
It should be a great day, and we all love Steve, and so.
Which is, of course, naming the stage after our own Steve D. Thank you. What a great thing. Local Business Spotlight, we do it every Friday morning, and it is courtesy of Michael Thompson of the Van Winkle Law Firm. Van Winkle, we make law work for you.